Now, back to a couple of guys that think Dr. Doolittle was a quack. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest in the studio, Dr. Mark Williamson, who is the owner of the Lansing Veterinary Medical Center right here in Lansing on Jolly and Dunkel. And Doc, we appreciate your coming back in. The reason we wanted you in is because you are the 24-hour emergency care veterinarian. So when the unfortunate emergency typically happens, just like when plumbing problems or electrical problems happen, they usually don't happen conveniently.
Right.
When everybody is open and charging normal rates, usually what happens is it occurs in the middle of the night or on the weekend or at a weird time, and you're the one who faces it. So frankly, you're the one who sees these situations the most. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That is true. You can't plan the unexpected. And so we deal with an awful lot of that.
I can't imagine a better person to get in here that probably has a more intimate understanding of the value of pet insurance.
I know
family members as well as customers that have basically at 4 a.m. showed up at his doors. And, it's never for just a little indigestion.
That is true.
Yeah, well, I guess, Doctor, if we can begin, how often are you seeing incidences where people do have pet insurance? Is it something you're seeing increasing? Because the statistics at least do say that more people are finally seeing the value and are jumping on board, especially as the product has improved over time.
Yeah, and Lee, I would unfortunately say it's sad that we aren't seeing a lot more of it. There's more people, I think, looking for pet insurance, but we're not necessarily running into those cases that they have it already on place. So we need a lot more work to be done in order to kind of get that, heading in the right direction.
Well, based on what you have seen, how does the pet insurance change the behavior that people display when they come in with the emergency situation? I would imagine that it has to have some effect on decision making.
It has a real big effect, yeah. Lee, and you probably have firsthand knowledge of this. When your pet gets sick or ill, you don't plan that at all. And you're worried about the pet, you're worried about where you're going, what's going to happen with that. And that's an awful lot of emotional strain. You add on the fact that you now have to worry about the financial commitment on that you haven't budgeted for, haven't planned for, now you're not thinking straight at all. So to answer that question, the people that are prepared and have a policy on board, they can focus on exactly what we need to do. They know that we can get those things done and they're going to get reimbursed for what we need to do. The individuals who come on in and just aren't ready for that, they can't focus right away on that part of the medicine. They're more concerned on, can I afford to do this? And that makes a big decision of whether we can go forward and at what level we can go forward. We would prefer people to get a little bit more prepared in that respect.
So when you've had some of these incidents with people that have had insurance, maybe a skeptic might be concerned that the insurance companies kind of leave them high and dry. Would you say that on average, there's always a positive outcome? Is it a happy outcome? Do they usually, do you hear any complaints, concerns?
No, I think, Rick, most times if they get the policies that are covering, the types of things we're dealing with, they're very satisfied. There are variouses. Incidences where, there's limitations. I think most people, know that they're going to have, something coming back as a repercussion for their, the pet's illness. So I haven't had a lot of complaints or concerns with people that come in with policies. Matter of fact, they just say, what do I need to do? Let's get it started, and go from there.
It seems kind of reasonable. When we were talking to Laura from Embrace. We're looking at maybe $30. I'm sure the plans go from 20 to 50 or whatever. But I think on a monthly budget, you know, that seems like something that would be pretty darn reasonable.
Well, I think it is really reasonable. You look at, again, you're going to use that at some point in time. You know, you're going to be very fortunate if your pet never comes down with any sickness, illness that needs that. And if you're paying, you know, $30 to $50 a month for that, and when that incident occurs, you know you have coverage, you know, that is a great peace of mind. It's no different than what we do with our health insurance or our homeowner's insurance. Could you imagine a fire in your home with no homeowner insurance? Yeah. You know, you don't want one. But if it occurs, you know, you've been paying every month for that protection.
Yeah.
And this is what that pet insurance is for, to protect for those unforeseen problems.
Sure, sure.
Well, and when you consider that for a bag of dog food, you're paying $50 a month. And bottom line is, for $30 for the safety that
peace
it inspires, it just makes all the sense in the world. Now, Doc, one of the things, too, that sometimes affects it is people's cash flow. And one of the things that you have talked about in the past that I'd like for you to just bring up briefly is how pet insurance combined with a care credit type program that you offer can allow people to get any kind of procedure done without having to spend money out of their pocket, which is absolutely an amazing situation, because then you don't have to worry about, oh my God, how do I pay the rent because this emergency came up. Talk a little bit about how those two things work in tandem.
Oh, I'm glad to. And this is where the listeners definitely want to turn up their listening here. Care credit allows you the ability to, you know, get 6 months same as cash to pay for some expenses that you have in the medical field, and veterinary medicine is one of those. So if you have a policy for your pet insurance and you have an unfortunate incident, and let's just say it's $1,500. You have to pay that vet bill in order to get reimbursed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have care credit already, okay, or you apply for care credit and you get, you know, a $1,500 limit, you're not paying any money out of pocket right then and there.
For the first 6 months.
Exactly right. And, you know, the way the pet insurance industry right now is, they're paying back those claims so fast that by the time you maybe have to pay that first, you know, monthly bill or that second one, you've already got your reimbursement check from the, you know, health insurance company. So now you know what your difference is. And so care credit allows you to get that care taken care of without really having to have that $1,500 in your pocket on your credit card right then and there.
Yeah, I couldn't think of a better 1-2 punch right there.
No, right. And that's what we need to get that message out. And that works so well. And you just sit and, you know, focus on what your pet needs, and you know you have 6 months of no interest, and you're going to have your reimbursement from the insurance company. How better, you know, could it be?
You know, there's probably two people that, you know, are not going to qualify there. Either A, somebody for the care credit anyhow, they might have $10,000 sitting in the bank and they probably don't need that necessarily. Mm-hmm. Or there might be somebody that's had pretty poor credit, and I imagine they would probably turn them down if their credit risk is too high.
Well, it does go on that. We are amazed, though, and it doesn't cost them anything to kind of apply for that.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, what level of, you know, that they do get approved for. And there are people that, you know, quite frankly, we start putting out the application, you know, the kind of concern they're going to get approved.
Right, right.
And they do get approved for more than we would expect. So until you put that application in, you never know. But if there is an unfortunate, you could be declined, you know, and you have to then budget for that other, you know, part of how you take care of it.
And they could just come by your office. I'm looking at a form right there. They wouldn't have to wait for an incident. In fact, that's one of the things that you were suggesting in the break, is that, you know, too many times they don't go for the credit or they don't go for the insurance until they've had an incident that would have been very, very helpful if they would have had the credit or the insurance.
Yeah, we encourage you even on the phone calls that, you know, if they're looking at, you know, trying to budget for things, to apply for care credit before they even come in the door. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the things we're seeing are so urgent that they have to get in very quickly. Mm-hmm. But they can call on the phone. They can go online. You can actually use your smartphone now and actually apply through that. So there's many ways to get that application done. If you get approved, it's there. You use it when you need it. So yeah, I would encourage them to, you know, apply for that well before anything happens.
And the insurance is probably a little different story. I imagine they're probably pretty well set up that if you're in the midst of an emergency, it's out of your pocket until next time.
Yeah, and that, you know, and that's where you want to prepare. You know, the insurance is, you know, is going to have a waiting period. You know, so you can't walk in the door, have a problem, apply for insurance, and expect that incident to be covered. Then it becomes a pre-existing, and now what happens is they may never ever cover that. So you want your insurance policy on board really as soon as you get your pet.
Right. It's kind of like as you're getting older, having money set aside if you start when you're younger, before you have any incidents, as you'd be amazed at how much lower the premiums tend to be than if you wait until you're older and start having health issues.
Yes.
And then you start to sock aside for life insurance or what have you. That's just how it works. So, Rick, we're going to continue this conversation, but we need to take a break. So we'll come back after the break. And Dr. Williamson, I'd like to continue to get other tips for you on how people can prepare for taking care of their pets in an emergency right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Got some ideas, questions, suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Barakura.